Maseches Bamitzia, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ve'elu Oivrim Ve'lo Sasa. The following people are over on some of the Lo Sasa that will be mentioned when they are involved in a loan that is lent out for Ribbit. Hamalve, the lender. V'haloba, the borrower. V'ha'arev, the cosigner. V'ha'edem, the edem that witnessed the loan or that signed on the loan contract. V'chachamim Oivrim Afasofer. The Chachamim hold the scribe that wrote up the loan contract would also be over on one of the following losases. Obrim mishum lotitain. These are the losases that they are over. The first losase is lotitain, which is referring to the pasuk that says, "Katcha lotitain lo beneshech ubamarbis lotitain achlecha." This, according to the Rambam, are two separate lavin. Umishum bal tikach meito. The pasuk says, "Bal tikach meito neshech v'tarbis." This is an additional lav. Umishum lo tia lo kenosha. Another lav is that you should not be like a nosha. This lav is referring to a malva that pressures the lova to pay him back when he knows the lova does not have the money. Now, even though this lav applies in any case that there is a loan, even if the loan was not made beribis, but when there is a loan beribis, it is more likely that the malva will be over on this lav, since the malva generally will have to pressure the lova to pay him back. As the lova has to pay back with interest, he pays back more than he borrows, so therefore it's more difficult for him to pay back, so therefore it is more likely that the malva will be over on this lav. That you should not place on him interest. That is another lav. The next lav is, you shouldn't place a stumbling block in front of a blind person. This pasuk is referring to somebody who is gorim, who causes somebody else to be over on a lav. And here, the malva and the lova are causing each other to be over on the iser of ribbis. Now, the Gemara explains that the malva, the lender, is over all the lavim that are mentioned in this Mishnah. And the lova is over on the lav of lufnei iver lo sitei mitzvah. He is causing the malva to be over on all these lavim mentioned here, since he is borrowing from the malva and giving the malva the opportunity to lend him for ribbis. And the other lavim that the lova are over, the Gemara explains, is the lav of lotashech lachira, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah. And this pasuk is understood that you should not cause that your brother will take neshech, take ribbis from you. And he is also over on a pasuk of lachira lotashech. Again, this is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Those are the lavim that the lova, the borrower, is over, and the arev and the adem are over only on the lava of lotasimon alav neshech, shouldn't place on him ribbis. They are over on this lava since they are involved in this loan and either witnessed the loan or signed as a cosigner. And according to the chachamim, the sofer, the scribe, is also over on this lava of lotasimon alav neshech. Somebody hired workers and they trick one another. All they have against the other one is tarumos. They can have tainas against him, but they can't get money out of him. The Mishnah is talking about a case where somebody hired a worker to work for him for the day, and he offered to give him 4 zuzim a day, and he asked him to go recruit other workers, and he would pay them also 4 zuzim per day. And the worker who went to recruit the other worker tricked the other workers and told them that the Baal Bais is offering them only 3 zuzim a day, and they agreed to work for that price. And then they found out that really the Baal Bais had offered 4 zuzim a day. Still, all they will get for their day's work is 3 zuzim, since they agreed to that price. And all they have against the worker that tricked them is tarumos. They can have a grudge against him and have tainas that he tricked them, but they can't get money from either him or the Baal Bais. The correct gerusa here is karor, with 2 reishes. Somebody hired a donkey driver or a wagon driver, lahavi piryafarin the chalilin lekala or lemeis, to bring wood and flutes for a kala or a mace. The wood would be used to make a chuppah, and the flutes would be used to sameach the chasen v'kala, and for a mace. Also, flutes were used in those days to be makbid the mace. Uparlin lahalos pishtano Mishra, or he hired workers to take out the flax from the water that it was soaking in, or any other job that there would be a loss if it wasn't done right away, as all these things mentioned here are considered a dover. However, if the job is not done right away, there would be a loss. The chazru behen. And the workers, after they agreed to do the job, they backed out, and now they are refusing to work. Makom she'ein sham adam, in a place where he cannot find other people to do the job. Socher aleihem o matar. He can hire other people at a much higher price, up to double the amount that he originally offered the other workers, and then he could demand that the workers who backed out compensate him for the loss that is incurred, as he has to pay much more than the regular price. Or he could trick the original workers by telling the original workers that he will pay them much more than he originally offered, and then they will go ahead and do the job, and then when it comes time to pay them, he could pay them only the original offer that they had originally agreed to work for. And since they are backing out without doing the job, and it is something that there will be a loss if the job is not done right away, he has the right to trick the workers that backed out.